And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. I think you're going to be glad you're joining. I've got two powerhouse guests with me today. They're going to help you work on your financial freedom as well. And if throughout the course of the show, they kick off some questions, some things you want to know, you can reach out to me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. And I'm excited to be joined by both of these folks. I've known these guests for a dozen years now. Basically, when I became a member at Lifestyles Unlimited back at the start of 2012, I managed to meet both of these guys. At the time, they were on the vendor marketplace, one in the hard money category and one in the conventional lending category. So yeah, I've got two lenders with me, both award-winning vendors in the vendor program. And I will tell you what, and don't get me wrong, I've used a lot of the other lenders on the vendor marketplace over the years, but between the two of these guys, I went back and looked, I've borrowed collectively several million dollars. So these are good people to know. And you guys, you've each operated your own lending businesses for a long time, but have now become what I think of as the two halves of Lifestyles Finance, the hard money and the conventional side. So I'm joined by Kim Sporich and I'm joined by Mike Hanna, two experts that are coming together today to talk to you. And they help propel Lifestyles Unlimited members forward in their investing career. So without any further ado, guys, welcome to the show. I'd like to have you guys set the stage for the listener. Maybe just give us a little bit of your backgrounds and tell us which of the loan product types that you handle. We'll get into details around those later, but maybe let's start with Kim. Tell us about yourself, please.
Lifestyles Finance has been around now for about a year and a half. My side, we do the conventional refinance, or if it's a purchase, we do DSCR, cash outs. So that's where we'll get started.
Okay, so conventional is Kim. Mike, what about yourself?
Yeah, so I handle the hard money side for Lifestyles Finance. You wanted a little bit of background. I started as a real estate investor, you know, back in 2002. So I know what it's like to be a real estate investor and go through the process. I eventually built a rental portfolio, both single family, multifamily, and then kind of accidentally got into hard money in 2005. Eventually became a vendor at Lifestyles in 2010. And been with the program ever since, and now serving the members with the hard money financing product that we offer.
Yeah, and we'll get in probably a later segment here how the two product types, hard money and conventional, how those fit together in the process as we operate as investors, as members at Lifestyles Unlimited. But I want to clarify. So Lifestyles Finance as an entity has just been around for a year and a half. But boy, Kim, I've probably done 20 or more loans with you even prior to this. So you've been in the business for quite a long time. And thinking about Lifestyles Finance, just to maybe kind of put the footprint out there for the listener. Now, you guys are both in Dallas-Fort Worth like I am. Let's talk about Texas first. Where in Texas do you guys lend or operate?
Well, for the conventional DSCR type loans, we lend in the state of Texas. Hard money is a little bit different, so I'll let Mike explain that.
Okay.
Sure, yeah. We'll loan all over the state of Texas. So any market where an investor with Lifestyles is, you know, buying property, we will loan there. We also loan on the hard money side, we loan in Georgia, in Tennessee, in North Carolina, and South Carolina. Those are the primary markets that we're in right now.
Okay, so hard money is now outside of Texas. What about the conventional side, Kim?
We are the same. Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina, and North Carolina.
Okay, and as Lifestyles Realty, which is a sister company to Lifestyles Unlimited, as they grow into new markets, I guess is the intent then for you to grow alongside them?
Yes, we will probably be right behind them.
It's a little complicated, I think, though, is it not, to get your NMLS for, I don't know, Alaska or whatever the next great state is?
Yes, it is. The conventional side, we do have to be licensed with NMLS, and some states are a lot harder than others, and some we have to actually have stick and brick. We have to actually have a person and a company phone number, a local phone number. So we are a little behind Lifestyles Realty in those states that they're licensed in and we're working on.
Yeah, and that's okay, because like I said earlier, you know, I've borrowed a lot of money from you guys, but I've borrowed a lot of money from other lenders in the vendor program as well. So if the listener hears me talking about Kansas City, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri, you didn't mention those two states, that's okay. We have folks that are, we have vendors, lenders that are lending there as well. So don't let that stop you. Now, do you, we're running a little shy on time. I think I'm going to get this question in there anyhow. I'm looking at your website, lifestylesfinance.com. And again, the listener can go there, lifestylesfinance, all written together, .com. Looking at this, it seems that you don't necessarily just work with Lifestyles members. Are you lending and working with outside parties as well?
Yes, we do. We work with anybody that needs a mortgage, whether it's your primary residence, a second home, or an investment property.
Okay, very good. Again, I'm watching the clock here. We're getting a little short on time. I do want to throw this out here for the listener. You're hearing Kim, you're hearing Mike, you're hearing me right now. You have a great opportunity to come out and meet both of them. I'll be there as well at Lifestyles Unlimited's Wealth and Passive Income Expo coming up real soon. In fact, this is the last show we're going to do prior to the expo. I want to personally invite you to come out. I want you to meet them. I want to meet you as well. And you can get free general admission tickets to the expo if you text FREE, F-R-E-E, to 88007. And if the listener's never been there, there's going to be one room that's set aside called the Expert Hall. You guys are experts. You're going to be there. There'll be a lot of other lenders there as well, a lot of other trades, general contractors, everyone that a new investor would need to build to their team to start doing what we're going to talk about here. And I know you guys are both going to be teaching in some of the breakout sessions. Kim, can you tell us what class are you teaching? What's that going to be about?
So I'll be teaching a class both on Friday and Saturday, and it will be Understanding Today's Underwriting Guidelines for the Single Family Investment Property. It will be kind of like an open discussion, and I will be talking about credit, income, assets, and this will be on the conventional loans. And then we'll start talking about the DSCR product, which right now everybody's calling it the new sexy, but you know, it's around for certain people who don't have income or who are self-employed, but they've got the credit and the assets. So those are things we'll be talking about at the expo in the class.
Okay. And I like the idea of open questions, because I know when I go to one of these sessions, I don't always know what kind of question I want to ask if it's a new to me topic. So that's great to be able to go in and hear other people's questions. That helps me learn. What about you, Mike? What are you teaching?
Yes. So mine is the intro to hard money financing. And we're basically, we start from the beginning, right? So people who if you've never heard of hard money before, don't know what it is, despite the name, it's actually very easy to get. But I'm going to start from the beginning. We're going to talk about, define the, you know, what hard money is, why you want to use it, when you want to use it, some of the benefits of using it. And we're going to walk through a scenario, then answer everybody's questions, because everybody always has questions about, hey, you know, how, you know, what do I do in this scenario? And, you know, what happens when I get a contract and those sort of things. So we're going to walk through all of that for the group.
Yeah. And it's a process, buying a residential property, doing the things that we do to it, to renovate it and whatnot. It's a process, and it can seem pretty daunting at first. So I think it's helpful to go to these sort of sessions and really see that kind of timeline laid out. And you'll start to better understand the moving parts and who comes in when and where and what should I be doing. And it's a very repeatable process. And that's the really the important thing, I think, to understand is once I figure out how to do it on one house, I can repeat it on the next one and the next one after that. And that's exactly what I did over 12 years to get where I've become. And so many other members have as well. And I think it helps to understand what the, let's say the lifestyles model is for rental real estate. You know, thinking just about houses, because again, for the listener, we do invest in apartments as well, residential real estate, apartments and houses. But thinking just about houses, but maybe say at an upper level, can one of you broadly explain the Lifestyles Unlimited model for rental real estate?
Sure. I guess buying a property that's distressed, doing the rehab on it, getting the model is best product, best price, right? So fixing the property to a point where you're not going to have any, maintenance and repairs on it for a few years, getting a tenant in there and cash flowing that property. Of course, getting it refinanced so that you can start cash flowing, refinancing out of your hard money loan. That's the Lifestyles model. And then, just repeating that process over and over again until you get, at some point you can migrate to multifamily if that's part of what your goal is.
Like I said, it's very easy to repeat that. Once you figured it out on house number one, it just gets easier with time. So we're talking about using hard money to acquire because it's a distressed asset. We'll get a little bit into that, I think, later. And then once I've fixed it up, I can do that refinance with Kim. But some people will come to me with the question, but Andy, debt sounds dangerous. Why should I use, thinking about the cash buyer out there, why should I use leverage at all? What are they missing?
Well, for the one thing, if you want to keep buying properties, and let's just say that you put out $100,000 to purchase a property, and you're putting $25,000 out of pocket, then you have to wait so many months in order to recoup that money, and you're not going to recoup all of it. You want to get as little out of pocket as possible. So you can continue buying properties without having that stopgap of 6 months or a year before you can reuse that money. So as little money out of pocket, continue buying properties is the way you're going to get to that financial freedom.
Yep. I can buy, if I have $100,000 to invest, I can buy more using leverage. Anything else to add there, Mike?
Yeah, I would say, just the ability to close quickly and, properties that are, distressed are going to require you to, to buy it with hard money, or of course cash, but, hard money is way better because you can get out of the loan quicker, just like Kim mentioned, and get into your long-term financing and start cash flowing. But leverage is the main reason, right? I mean, that's the biggest reason why you want to, follow that process. And hard money is just the best thing I can tell everybody about hard money is that it increases your investment capacity, right? It allows you to close more deals faster and, accelerating the achievement of your goals, whatever they may be.
Yeah, very good. It's a lever. It's one of Archimedes' simple machines. It gives you that power to do more. Now, I'm curious, you mentioned Kim, you were essentially mentioning the seasoning requirements. If I go in all cash, if I do want to do a cash out refinance, whether I've bought with hard money or I've bought with cash, how long do I need to sit in that property before I'm able to do that cash out refinance right now?
Well, the good thing is if you bought with hard money, then as soon as that property is completed with the rehab, then we can start that refinance, whether it's, 3 weeks or 3 months. So we can get started right away. In order to do a cash out on a property that you bought less with cash, then you have to wait 6 months before you can get 75% of the new appraised value.
Got it.
So, yes.
Okay, so basically, if I'm paying all cash, doing the renovations all cash, I'm sitting in that house for at least 6 months, my money's tied up. We're talking opportunity cost. What could I be doing with that money elsewhere? And I think we'll talk in a little bit maybe about the market and what we're seeing right now towards the end of the year. I might need that money very, very soon, right? So, and what you're talking about, Kim, is doing a rate and term refinance, I think, to get out of that hard money quicker, reset that. Mike, I guess hard money interest rates are double digit right now. What are we seeing?
That's right. Yeah, they're 11.99. you know, let's say, I would just say 12 to 14% is what the normal hard money rate is going for right now.
Okay. And you know what? That's what I saw 12 years ago when I bought my first house. That's what I saw 5-6 years ago, you know, 5 years ago, 4 years, normal numbers. But that is a high interest rate loan. That's why I want to be able to get out of that into conventional with Kim. And I want to do that rate and term refinance quickly, reset that monthly mortgage payment and move on to the next one. We're going to move on to a quick break. Be right back.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with a roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions, send those to me at askandy@luinc.com. And I'll tell you, this is our final show before the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. That's going to be October 3rd through the 5th for the majority of the expo in Irving, Texas, at the Irving Convention Center. That's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I'm inviting my listeners, I want you to come on out and see this. I can give you a free general admission. I need you to text the word free, right, F-R-E-E, to 88007. Come out. I'd love to meet you. And I'm talking today with Mike and with Kim, the two halves of Lifestyles Finance. They're going to be there in our expert hall. So if you're thinking about doing what we're talking about on the show all the time, which is investing in houses, investing in apartments, they're going to be in our expert hall along with a lot of other experts in various parts of the trade. So you want to get out there. Again, text free to 88007. Be sure to sit in on Mike and Kim's classes. Those will be very informative. And I know you're going to talk about some of what we're going to talk about now, but I do want to make sure for those that can't make it that they understand a little bit more about the financing side of things. So let's just say I am totally new to this and I'm just getting started. I know I need to do something with hard money. I know I need to do something with thinking about conventional loans. Who do I talk to first? Do I talk to Mike? Do I talk to Kim? Is it hard money? Is it conventional? Where do I go?
You would probably talk to me so that we can get you qualified to get out of the hard money. So you would do a complete application. You would go to our website first, Lifestyles Finance, and then you would click Start an Application, Apply Now, and do the complete application. And our website will let you know what documents to upload. So it'll be income documents and asset documents. And once we have gone through everything and we've talked to the borrower, then we will pull credit, and then you'll be pre-qualified for the conventional side and the hard money side. But then you'll contact Mike, and they'll have access to your application and your documents and your credit, and then they can talk to you about hard money.
Yeah, it's much, much harder to qualify for the conventional lending side than hard money typically, which is why it makes sense. Even though we start by buying with hard money, do the renovations, and then refinance on the back end, you want to know that you can get out of that, what did we just say, 12 to 14% hard money interest loan. So it's good to have that done. And Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, I think once Kim has done the pre-qualification, you already know, hey, we essentially meet the requirements for hard money, don't we?
That's correct. Yeah, this is basically, one application gets you both approvals, right? So once you're approved with Kim, you're approved for that long-term financing, then that gives us the confidence to move forward with your hard money loan and get your purchase underway and get you started as quickly as possible. That's our goal.
So Kim and Mike, last set of questions I've got here for you, and I want to get to some scenarios to maybe frame the notion of when to use which product for the listener. But I'm curious, we just had the big news recently, the Federal Reserve, they did what a lot of people have been chomping at the bit to have for a long time, and dropped the federal funds rate 50 basis points, more than some people expected. Are you seeing any effect from that on mortgage rates?
The lenders have been expecting this. So for the past probably 30 to 60 days, the lenders have been lowering their rates, knowing that this was a not 100% sure thing, but that it was definitely going to happen. So rates really are about the same level they were before this was announced last Wednesday.
Okay, so I would say a good bellwether to watch then are the mortgage rates, the 30-year, to see. They seem to know ahead of the Fed what the Fed's going to do. And I was looking at the mortgage rates on a particular website, and it looks like we're back down on the 30-year fixed about to where we were this time in 2022. So we're about 2 years back to where we were 2 years ago. You know, Kim, I actually closed a couple of loans in 2022, and it was a little bit painful because the Fed had started to take the rates up. These were two new builds, and darn it, if my rate on the first one got build was done, got to the closing table, rate was higher than planned, got to the second one even higher. But you know what? It doesn't matter because we now control two cash flowing assets where we've seen our equity build tremendously already. And if those rates come way, way down, what do I do?
So what you'll want to do is we will do a refinance on those so that your cash flow will be even better. So, and like you said, you're self-employed, so we'll look at the DSCR program to do a refinance on, you know, any properties that you currently own.
Now, I don't want you to put, I know your crystal ball's as good as mine is, which is not good. What are the 30-year guys telling you? What do we expect in the next 3 months, 6 months, year for 30-year rates to do? Do we have any idea?
I think they'll continue to drop. I know we're expecting some more rate cuts from the feds, but I think it will take time for the lenders to there won't be a drastic move. They will just slightly come down over the next 6 months or so.
Okay. And we're interested in that as investors because I'm holding these properties in that 30-year note for a handful of years before I turn around and either cash out, refi, or sell. So it's very interesting to know from a net rent perspective. Now, hard money, it just kind of stays fixed. It was 12 to 14% 12 years ago when I started. It's still there. It kind of stays flat, so we're not so impacted from the Fed with respect to hard money. Now, I'm curious, guys, what kind of loan to value am I seeing for hard money when I'm buying a rental and then when I refinance out, rate and term or cash out on the conventional side? How much are you lending
to me? Yeah, sure. On the hard money side, we'll loan up to 75% loan to value.
Okay. And then, Kim, when I come to you with my finished product, what are you giving me?
Well, we'll do rate and term refinance. We will do 75%. We can go up to 80%, but you have to remember there is less equity in the property, so your rate is going to be higher. Same thing for the DSCR. Normally we do 75%. We can go up to 80%, but the rate's not going to be very pretty.
Okay, but that spread is important to understand because if I've bought at 75% and then I go to do a refinance at 80, essentially that gap there, that 5% gap, that covers my closing costs. A lot of people get worried about, well, now I got to deal with two closes. Isn't that going to be expensive? I don't know, Mike. What have you seen over the years? Am I better off just going all cash or maybe just buying straight conventional, or am I better off doing hard money with two closes? Where do I land with my cash out of pocket typically?
Yeah, it's better to go it's better to go hard money than to go cash and then refinance into the 30-year loan, mainly for the reasons that Kim talked about in the previous segment. But yeah, you want to do, you're going to save more. It's going to be much faster for you to get into a 30-year loan and cash flow if you go hard money up front.
I'm curious as well, Kim, we mentioned buying a few new builds. We've got members that are buying new builds. Typically, the model for us at Lifestyles Unlimited is to buy distressed assets. But sometimes you just find that new product in a great market. Often these are in smaller markets that are growing outside of DFW, let's say. What kind of loan to value can we get there? Is it even better than 80%, or where have we landed now?
We're at 80%. So you'll be putting 20% down on these new builds. We have had a couple of builders sell because they're distressed and they need to unload some properties. So we have had some new builds go hard money for a very quick close. And of course, you're using the equity in the property that on a purchase you can't use. So the hard money will loan you 75% of that new appraised value. So it's less than 20% out of pocket. When we go to refinance, we can do 75% like the hard money, or we can go up to 80%. So there are ways to get around that 20%.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting ways to structure the debt and to use these various tools to meet your goals, in essence. And I want to mention one real quick example, and then I've got some scenarios I want to work through with you. I know an investor out of California. He sold one of his longtime rental properties he held there in on the West Coast, had appreciated tremendously, can't reinvest it there. He did a 1031 exchange, which is a tax-deferred sale and then reinvestment in like-kind property, other investment property. And he bought a number of properties. But the interesting part is he's also a passive investor in apartments. His goal is to move in that direction. And he wound up doing that 1031 and buying one of those single-family properties all cash. And then he sat on that, and then he did a cash-out refinance and was able to take the proceeds from that and now move that into apartments. You can't do a 1031 typically and then invest passively in apartments is the reason there. But very creative. And it's great to talk with you guys and other members, because I've learned so much just at places like the Expo about these sort of strategies. Had no idea till I talked with this gentleman just recently, in fact. Question for you. I had an investor question I got the other day. Should I buy now? We're heading towards the end of the year. It's slow time to lease. You know, is that going to be a problem? What do you guys say?
Oh, I mean, it's always a good time to buy if you find the right deal. So, I mean, I think it's investors ask that question all the time. I said, is it a good time? Is the market right for me buying? It's like, absolutely. You want to buy if you find the right deal. Deals are, the market's dynamic, right? It's changing all the time. So it's not static where, I've got to wait for a certain moment in order to, to buy this single family house and I'm going to fix that. Now it's whenever it happens and the numbers work, that's when you buy it.
Absolutely.
And
waiting for a crash, Mike. I hear people say, well, I'm waiting for the crash. I don't think the crash is coming. You're making a mistake if you're waiting.
There's too much of a shortage right now for there to be a crash. So
a couple scenarios for you guys. I walk up to a house and I can tell by the roof line that the foundation on the right side of the house is down a couple inches and a couple broken windows. I go inside, the appliances are gone, the AC is gone. Who's going to lend to me?
Me.
Hard money.
Hard money.
I got to do hard money. Now, let's say, Kim, I walk up to the house. It looks great on the inside. AC condenser, yay, it's still there. The windows are actually newer. It's been painted on the inside, tile floors in the kitchen, black appliances. But there's a strong, dog odor. And I go into the bedrooms. All the carpet's been removed to get rid of the smell. Are you going to lend to me?
No, we won't. You must have flooring in order to go on a conventional loan, Fannie Freddie type loan.
Yeah.
So you can't have the flooring ripped up and have just the foundation.
Yeah. It seems like a basic thing, but that's a problem, very, very basic problem. Hoarder house, can't see the floors or the walls, right? Smells bad, probably some dead stuff under there. Am I going to Mike or to Kim?
Well, that's Mike.
Yeah, you're coming. you're coming to me for that, those are where some of the best deals are, right? A hoarder house is there's a lot of opportunity there.
My best investments have been hoarder houses. I they smell bad, they look bad. I love that. That's the smell of money right there. And there are situations though where it might even go straight conventional, and you, like we said, Mike, you may want to use hard money if the spread is there. If you've got a big enough spread between purchase and your after repair value, your market value, look at doing hard money. Learn how to run your numbers. I think that's the bigger point. And I know you're going to talk about that, Mike, at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo in your classes. And Kim, you're going to talk about underwriting guidelines for conventional lending. We're at the end of the show. I want to thank you guys for joining me. And again, I encourage the listener, get out to the expo. Text FREE to 88007 for free general admission. Come talk to me. Come meet these guys. Take the classes. Lots of other classes to do as well. Look forward to seeing you there. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.